Does everyone see? Just look if you're in the batter's box right now, okay? Do you see that killer instinct? Like, has anyone ever told you that before?
No, never.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, so. I can't imagine that anyone's ever brought that up. In fact, I feel like maybe I need to switch seats with you now. No, I'm kidding. How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah.
Yes, it's so great to be back in Eugene, and it's my second time back, and it's just amazing to see everybody. So I appreciate everybody that has come tonight to help celebrate us, and congratulations to all the other inductees and award winners tonight.
I'm gonna go chronological with you.
Okay.
So why Oregon? Why'd you choose to come to the U of O?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. The University of Oregon was the only visit that I ever went on. The day that I got onto campus, I just knew it felt right. This was my home. I come from a very small town in Northern California. I grew up hunting, fishing, and doing all these outdoorsy things. And when I came to Eugene, something about it just was calling me here. And since I got here, I have been a duck. And that love for this place has never wavered.
With that in mind, what's it mean tonight?
Yeah.
You know, has it hit you?
It has. You know, Rob called me and I just was a little flabbergasted. You know, first off, I was like, it's been 10 years. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm old. What the heck has happened? And, you know, so just when I got that phone call, I was blown away. It's so amazing to be awarded. This was never something that I had ever imagined would be a part of my life. So to get that phone call, I was just jaw dropped, really.
Memorable moments. And good stories.
Yes, I have plenty of good stories, but we'll start with the memorable moments. I think when I think about my time at the University of Oregon and my time as a Duck, and even beyond that, I guess really my time as a softball player, my favorite day of my softball career was when we went in and kicked Texas's ass at that super regional. Yes. You know, we came back and we had gone 0-2 in a couple super regionals my freshman and sophomore year. And that day, I don't remember the date, it doesn't really matter to me, but that day that we went in and beat Texas was really something that I think that was the epitome of all of the work that both myself and our team and the coaching staff and really our athletic department and what they had done for the softball program and our fans and just everything. I think that was my most memorable moment as a softball player in my career.
With that in mind, I asked Elena something similar. Like, I can confidently say that Oregon softball is not where it is now if it wasn't for you. You know, talking about past and the future. It's true, right? So with that in mind, like, has that hit you, like your impact, your legacy to the program?
I think when I came back in 2016 and came back and saw everything, it really did. You know, I had been gone for a couple of years, and it was something that's all I ever wanted was to create change. Really, it wasn't about winning or losing, and obviously I like to win. I'm not a good loser. But my biggest thing for me was I wanted to create change. Every day, that was my why. I wanted to make this something special. That's why I chose Oregon. I didn't choose Oregon because we were winning. I chose Oregon because I wanted to beat everybody else that was winning. I wanted to make a difference. Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah, and we sure did that. Yeah.
With that in mind, I know there's many, but people to thank, you know, who helped you get here?
Yeah. The first person that I would actually like to start with is Kathy Aronson. Kathy was the head coach here when, and she actually recruited me. She is the reason why I am a Duck. And she was around too as I went through my career, and she's a phenomenal woman, and I can't thank her enough for believing in me and bringing me to Eugene. So, you know, I have so much appreciation for her. The next person is Mike White. I would not be here sitting here with all of you guys today without him. He really helped shape me and my career as a softball player, and I'm so thankful to have had him as my head coach, you know, during my time here. It was nothing but a perfect match for him and I. He understood me, and he understood how to get me where I wanted to go, and sometimes further. I didn't know how good I was, and when he looked at me, he did. the same thing with some of our other coaches, with Lisa Dodd, for those of you who didn't, you know, who don't know her. She was as tenacious as anybody could be, and so it was a perfect match for me as well. We always were surrounded by the best coaching staff that we could find. Same thing with our support staff. PJ Reese, right? They are amazing. So we are so lucky to have some of these alum and these people that mean something. Becky Sisley, thank you so much for everything that you have done. I will never forget when we won our first regional tournament in 2010, and Becky was there with us in the stands and was there to celebrate. So thank you for always showing me the way and being that female person in our life, you know, around the program to show us what that really means to be. And so you're just so special to everybody.
You've been well traveled since then. What have you been up to?
Yeah. So after I graduated, I got my first chance with Team USA. I ended up making the team in 2013 and played with Team USA until 2019. We had some great moments. We did a lot of great things, but it was time for me to hang up my cleats. After I graduated, I also coached. I was coaching college softball up until 2021 at a couple different universities. I was trying to make my way back here, but I didn't quite make it. And in 2021, my partner and I actually moved to Denmark. She is Danish, and so she talked me into moving, and it has been nothing but a wonderful new adventure in my life and a whole new challenge that I have gratefully accepted and have gotten a whole new perspective, you know, at what life really means. So I really appreciate her for that and everything she's brought me in my life.
You're a competitor, I feel like, who really appreciates, like, the phrase that it takes a village.
Yeah.
You know, just your teammates and, yeah, and that group that you played with. I know they were special to you.
Yeah, definitely. So I was so lucky that when I came in, there was a class of four of us in my year. There was me, Samantha Pappas, Kaylin Howard, and Allie Berger. And I really feel like us four wrapped ourselves around each other and really decided that we wanted to make a difference. We didn't know anything but winning. And when we came in, it was just, that's what we wanted to prove to everybody. And we didn't really want to take anything less. And so for me, I think that group, the group of the four of us, were just so special. And we challenged each other. You know, we sometimes love-hate relationship, of course. You know, but we always knew we had each other by our sides, and we wanted to be the group to lead the way. And I think we did such a phenomenal job sticking together, even though we were all so different. It was like four completely different people that somehow found a way to, you know, really lead the charge. And looking back at our senior year, I think we had no regrets. You know, we looked at each other and knew that we had done the best that we could at the end.
Won a lot of games.
We did.
Won a lot of games.
Yes.
Now that you've been back and now that you're sitting up here, just anything else? What's on your mind as you've gone through this now?
No, I think I'm so grateful. This was something that I just never had imagined to happen. I don't get to come back as often as I would like because of how far I live. And when I was coaching college softball, all you coaches, you know what I'm talking about. You know, it's so hard to get back, and it's hard to take that time as much as you want to. And so I'm always a fan. You know, I haven't been able to support our softball team as much as I would love to, you know, but I'm just such a duck through and through. And if anybody ever, you know, my partner, she went to a different university, and I'm like, oh, okay, I don't like those colors, but, you know, right, like her brother's having a baby, and I'm like, okay, let's get her some duck clothes, and it's like, ah, so, anyway,
and
you know.
You've never heard the end of that, right?
I know, yeah. I'm like, what the heck, so, you know, but being a duck to me, it's I've never known anything different from the time I started my college journey, and being back here, it just shows my love all over again. It's like I feel it wrapped around me, and I'm just so grateful. Rob, You know how you and I shared a story tonight, but we're so lucky to have the people that we have around us. And when I went and coached at other universities, it's just, it was like nothing was ever right. Because I'm like, well, this is what we did at Oregon, you know, so we're not even close. And so it's, I felt like nothing's ever been fulfilling to me since I left here. And I wish I had another 40 years, you know, to do this all over again. You know, so I just want to thank everybody in our athletic department, at our university, that makes this happen for us. We are so lucky, and I just want to thank you guys all for all that you do to make this such a wonderful university to be at.
Well, we're all really glad you only took one visit. Yeah, that's worked out great on behalf
really
of Duck fans.
Yeah.
So thank you, congratulations.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Great stuff. Jessica Moore, Oregon softball 2023 Hall of Fame inductee.